Hunter just asked, how much time we got? I said, we're going right now.
I wasn't ready.
Are you still naked? Know. Because I sent you the Twitch link, too.
Yeah,
so
I can't do Twitch right now. I really can't.
Come on.
No, why don't you
run
pulling up? It up right now.
I'll stall for time. Why don't you run up, go get a shirt on or whatever you do. You
know, I need a shirt. I really do.
Will you stop doing this show naked? I know you're down in your basement, but for God's sakes, at
you
least.
Know, it's my own space. I do what I please. All right.
I will give you $100 if you do this whole thing shirtless. All right.
Sure. Didn't like Bert Kreischer do a whole podcast shirtless?
Yeah,
or
that's
no, he does his whole comedy.
He does his whole show right there. So, I mean, I can wait. Go get a shirt on.
All right, give me like 10 seconds.
I'll read a liner or something like that. I can stall for 10 seconds. All right, Hunter's gonna go get a shirt on because apparently he likes to do the show naked. Anyway, it is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock and soon to be Shirted Hunter. Don't forget to check out more WIRX.com. I haven't told you guys this in forever. Go to our website. You want to get caught up on everything from the Plan B Morning Show. We got all of our podcasts on there from the morning show. Also, you can stream us 24/7, 365. Get signed up for the WIRX Frequent Rocker Club, where you can earn points for rating songs and all that good stuff, and so much more. It's all right there, WIRX.com, so go check it out. Also, swing over to Twitch, twitch.tv/rock_107_WIRX.
I'm already back.
That was good. See? See? And I got all the information out. I got all the information out.
You got to click the link.
Now you got to click the link. But believe me, I'm not happy that we got to do this either. But you know what? Until the bosses realize that this was a horrible idea, putting us on camera, we'll just keep limping through it. Hey, big news, Hunter. We got one viewer. Watch out now.
Enter studio.
Enter studio. Click the 9 buttons you got to click. I'll add you to stream. There we go.
There we are. Hey.
That's good. That only took us 5 minutes to get that going. That's good. So,
this is terrible.
Are you ready to go?
I look terrible.
That's the shirt you picked?
It's not even a shirt. It's a zip-up. Boy, I didn't have much time. All right?
Do you ever do that with your wife? Because apparently I just love getting into arguments. Like, jokingly, I'll tell my wife, like, she'll come out wearing something. I'm like, are you going to wear that?
Yeah, don't do that.
Are you effing serious? I'm like, I'm just kidding. You're like, you look wonderful.
You're going to get murdered.
Then all night she's got a complex about it.
Mine is, she's like, should I wear this? And I'm like, yeah, it looks great. You didn't even look at it. Do you ever get that?
You didn't even look. Oh.
I did look. I saw it. Looks great. I really did look. No, you didn't. I'm changing.
You didn't look. You didn't see the front and the back and the side.
You didn't like the outfit from the beginning. I had already made your mind up. Don't drag me into this fire.
You just wanted me. Tell you what, honey. What do you want me to say about that outfit? All right. Do you want me to tell you?
No. You want me to go down with the ship. That's what you want. You don't want to go down alone.
No, you want to, you want to put it all on me. Well, I was going to wear this, but yeah, no, it's everything's a trap, Hunter. Everything's an effing trap. All right. Everything
really
we do,
is,
everything we say, it's all a trap. And you women are just out there.
She starts it out by saying, what do you think about that right there? Those words right there. It's a setup.
I used to say,
trap.
I got something in my eye. Hold on. I'll let you know. And then I walk away. I'm like, I can't go right now because I have something in my eye.
Bathroom.
I'm sure it looks great, honey. I'm sure it looks great.
What do you think about blah, blah, blah?
Well, and here's the big thing, ladies. All right. We don't care. And it's not that we don't care about you. It's just my wife could go out in a potato sack.
Still look good.
It's fine.
You still look good. People are still going to look at you and be like, damn.
Hunter, I'm wearing the same shirt I wore yesterday, okay? I don't care what my wife wears.
I might be wearing the same one, too.
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, if I'm being completely honest, I'm pretty sure it's the same shorts. if I'm being 100% honest
be
with myself,
honest.
You know, I'm pretty sure this is the exact same outfit I wore yesterday. But it's fine. It smells all right, okay?
It smells all right.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying it's not going to win the awards for the freshest outfit. I wore it once, all right? Day 3, that's when I start getting a little gamey. But you know what? Not completely terrible.
Gamey? Is that what you said?
Yeah, a little gamey. Smell a little gamey there.
That's pretty wild. You smell like dirt.
Ooh, what's that?
Smells gamey.
Have you been in the woods? No? Right. Okay. smell a little gamey over there.
This guy's from the woods for sure.
Why don't you take a bath, huh? How about that?
You need one. You know, why don't you soak for a while?
Yeah, some of those flies are there when I got in, you know.
I don't think so.
Anyway, long story short, ladies, quit trying to trap us because here's the thing. We don't care. Just put something on. We're hungry. The game has started, and we need to go, okay? We need to go. Anyway, with that said, hey, let's get to it. It is time for your morning dump. It's been a little gamey over there.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Dear God, pump it.
Pump it.
Yeah, pump it. Oh, yeah, pump it. Seriously, hit them up. Pumpthatseptic.com. Why don't we start with this? It's National Sausage Pizza Day today, or, as I like to call it, National The Worst Style of Pizza
Shut
Day
up.
Today.
No, it's not.
Sausage
I love
pizza
it's because
is
you don't,
gross.
It's because you don't like fennel seeds, and not all sausage pizza come with fennel seeds,
Brock. Of course you would love sausage pizza. You'd probably tell them not even to cut it up. You're like, just leave the
don't
whole sausage.
Don't even cut it. Just leave give me the full length, baby.
Leave that whole sausage on there. That's right.
You don't like sausage pizza?
It's
come
the,
on.
Out of all the pizza, I would rather take... A cauliflower crusted, sardine covered mayo
pizza.
What's
wrong with sauce? What's wrong with it?
It's just it's like the worst style of pizza. Like if I go to a pizza party and I see mostly sausage pizza, I'm leaving that pizza party. And I love pizza parties. All right, I love them. It's just
pick them off, buddy boy. You're just fine. It's not gross. No, it's a good combination: the cheese and the sausage. Now here's the question.
Yuck.
Do you do the combo of pepperoni and sausage?
Like a meat lover's? We got that meat lover's pizza in the trunk. meat lover's, you know what? I can muscle through that because it's not all, like, I'm fine with that.
What about a supreme pizza?
That, you know what? Like, 10-year-old me would be like, that's gross, yuck.
I love them, though, now.
As an adult now, I love supreme pizzas. I feel like I'm getting more bang for my buck. Like, all right, yeah, look, if I'm paying $15 for this pizza,
exactly.
Throw everything on it. Throw
better
everything
load it
on
up.
It. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think the older I've gotten, the more I've appreciated, like, I think some... Because when I was a kid, all I ate was cheese pizza. Because, of course, Macaulay Culkin and Home Alone. That's all I used
love
to
Macaulay
do.
Culkin. Yeah. A large cheese pizza
that's
just
it.
For me.
That's it.
We did it the other day and had just a cheese pizza. It's kind of hard because you got to spend the money, you know, you're like, I'm just getting just plain cheese. It's so good, though.
It is. And
really
see, what
is.
I usually
it's still
do,
that good.
If I do a cheese pizza, what I'll do is I'll do extra cheese, extra sauce. Really, you know, I'll pay the extra,
$13.
Yeah, you know, get it on there. Yeah, but sausage pizza, effing gross. It's just like out of all the pizzas,
great, man. I don't know. Maybe like, you need to try it. You need to, like the real sausage, like the pulled sausage. You know,
I'll give you some pulled sausage. I feel like for me,
I set myself up for that one.
I feel like for me, if I died and went to hell, it would be like, oh hey, it's pizza day today. I'm like, all right, hell doesn't seem so bad. And then it would just be all sausage pizza and fennel seeds everywhere. Like here, enjoy this garbage. Thanks, Satan.
You know, hey, here's the thing, though. If you don't like sausage pizza, that porno situation's never going to work out for you.
That's true. You can't say, do you want a pepperoni pizza, and then your penis is there. Like, that doesn't work.
Doesn't fit. Doesn't work out that
like,
way.
Like, wait, I thought you said it was pepperoni. Why?
All right.
Nah, I just
gotta
see a penis.
Sausage.
That doesn't make sense. The innuendo's not there. I brought you a veggie lover's pizza. What?
Oh, this sucks.
This is the worst veggie lover's pizza ever. There's a penis on it.
There's a famous last word. Yeah.
There's a penis there's on it.
Just laying on it.
Oh, my God.
Get that off of there.
Hey, come on now. You got to make sure you move the little table that's on the inside there that keeps the box from being
right. Sitting on the table. Yeah. That's what it is.
He's got a little vase with flowers on it while it's sitting next to the table. I thought we'd have a romantic pizza dinner. Anyway, yeah, sausage pizza, effing gross. Effing gross. he's hung off of jet airplanes and scaled skyscrapers. Now, Tom Cruise and his latest movie idea. Is technically, or no, literally out of this world. He wants to take a rocket up to the International Space Station to film it. Now, most of the movie would be shot on Earth. Then Cruise's character will go up into space and save the day. If the project gets the go-ahead, he's hoping to become the first civilian to do a spacewalk outside of the space station. Is he not afraid of death? I think, honestly, at this point,
no.
Tom Cruise wants to die while making a movie.
So this is what it is. This is exactly what it is and what's going on. So he's stupid famous, one of the most famous actors. So he can do anything he wants now because of that.
Yeah.
So think about it. Think about your Tom Cruise and be like, all right. Like, nobody can, like, legit go up and spacewalk. Like, I'm going to do it because I'm famous and I'm going to make a movie. That's it. He uses the movie as an excuse to do things in his life. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I want to go fly a fighter jet. Well, civilians can't do that, Tom. Yeah. Well, we'll just make a movie around it.
Yeah. So not only he's doubling down. He's getting paid millions to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dude's got it figured out. Man. It's awesome.
But is it worth it because he's nuttier than squirrel poop? I mean,
you know what's crazy, though? It's like NASA or whoever, Jeff Bezos, whoever has the rocket, is going to be like, oh, Tom Cruise? Hell yeah, here you go.
Yeah.
Do what you want with it.
Yeah.
It's wild once you have that power and that fame, and especially in movies, man, because people really have a thing for movies.
And you tack on, like, you can tell NASA, like, NASA, this will be great promotion for you guys, all right? We'll get a bunch of money raised for you. It's NASA. Everyone's going to love it.
I feel like the guy can do anything he wants.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we're going to blow up this entire city just for this movie. Is that okay? Like everybody just has to move out. We'll rebuild it. But for this scene, this whole entire block needs to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he could probably legit pull that off.
And honestly, most people be like, oh, hey, cool. It's Tom Cruise. That's fine. It's fine. Yeah.
It's Tom Cruise.
You hear what Tom Cruise said? That's right. We're going to do
what he wants. You know?
We're going to do what Tom Cruise says, man. It's Tom Cruise. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like he's just going to keep pushing it until he dies on the movie. Like, I feel like for him, that is his ultimate way to go, is dying doing a movie, like the final scene, and then after he's dead, there'll be a screening, and we'll all just praise Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm. Question.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise is president. Do you vote for him?
Tom Cruise running for president?
Yeah.
I love Tom Cruise, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think he'd be all right.
I don't know.
First off, he's got such a following.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he would definitely get in office. I don't know. You think he'd be good?
I think he
would be.
Maybe as a senator or something, but I don't know if I could see President Tom Cruise.
President Cruz.
Yeah.
It's a good face.
I don't know, man.
It's a good face.
He's a little nutty. I don't want to judge a guy.
I mean, hey, stand up on the Oval Office desk. You know, do what you did in the Oprah show.
Oprah, that Oval Office desk right there.
Exactly.
I'm in love. All right, Tom.
He's losing it. Bye.
All right,
Tom. You know what? He's making America look good.
One of my favorite scenes ever from any movie is from the Scary Movie spinoff when they parody Tom Cruise doing that. And he grabs Oprah's hands and then he keeps pushing them back until he snaps them.
Just snaps. Yeah, what was he doing?
He did
that on purpose, right?
That's the problem with Tom now. I just don't know. He's been an actor. He's been a major actor for so long.
Like, you don't know?
I think the real Tom Cruise is gone. Like, whoever he was as a child up until, like, that first movie role.
Now it's just movie actor Tom Cruise all the time.
Because you can't be at that level for that long. And
just kind of switch back and forth. Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right, man.
So I just.
You're absolutely right there.
I don't know if we'd ever know the true Tom Cruise. Or maybe we will.
Which is fine. I don't need to know. What he's doing is just fine.
He keeps making movies like Top Gun Maverick. I mean, cripes Alfredo.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I think he would be an all right president. Just saying.
We'll see.
I mean, the presidents are already nutty, right?
That's, you know what? Good point. Look at me.
They're already nutty.
Every politician's a nut bar.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll see. Maybe Tom Cruise, after he goes into space and lands on the space station, saves the world. Tom Cruise. Lastly, I'll end with this real quick because this is just, Annie, we've talked about this over and over again, and I don't get it. Anyway, a new study says that 47% of bosses plan to change their remote work policies in 2023. One-third says they want you back so they can keep an eye on you. Some want you back because they're paying for office space. And how do employees feel? 42% say they'll quit before going back full time, while 61% say they'll go back for a raise, and 21% of employees say there's nothing that will make them return to the office. Quit trying to make us go back to the office. We don't need to do it.
Here's what it is. Here's what it is. Is work lacking?
Yeah.
Are you better in the office? Are you getting more work done? Or is it fine? Has nothing changed? Or is it better out of the office? For some people, I think it's better.
I think for a lot of people, it's better. I think for a lot of people, it's like, yeah, look, man,
And if you're going to have your employees come back just to keep an eye on them, then they probably shouldn't be your employee.
I've said this just once. I've said this once, and I've said this 1,000 times. You know what this pandemic did? All right. If we look at any kind of, like, what it shone a light. Well, it definitely made us all realize that we're horrible at hygiene. I never realized how many adults needed to be reminded to wash their effing hands. Oh, hey, did you wash your hands? No? Okay, well, go wash your effing hands. You're an adult.
Brush your teeth.
And brush your teeth. Cripes. But it also made it very clear that there's a lot of people in the corporate world whose only job is to just watch other people work, all right? And then they realize, like, oh, wait, I'm not. I don't have a role here other than keeping an eye on other people.
COVID cut out the fat.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at it.
Cut out the fat. Yeah. All the BS and work and in the office work and blah, blah, blah. All the hours wasted.
Yeah.
You know, pretending to work. I don't know. If it's not changing anything and if it's not a problem, then why change it?
Yeah.
Why go back?
Because there's people going, why? So what is it you say you do here, boss?
It's two trash reasons, man. It's okay, so we're paying for the office space.
Yeah. Get rid of the office space.
Then get rid of the office space.
It's simple.
We want to keep an eye on you and we're paying for it's like two. Okay, yeah. We're not coming back.
Yeah, that's two horrible reasons.
Yeah, come up with better reasons, and then we'll talk.
That's like your parents saying, because I told you so. Well, hold on now. Hold on.
Wait a second. You can't just say that.
It took me 23 years to realize that. Wait a second, Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
I told you so. It doesn't work. Anyway, so, yeah, if those numbers should tell you anything, we got to figure this out. We got, because the employees are saying, no. And the bosses are saying, well, anyway, all right, there you go. And I tell you what, if our bosses are listening, I love everything you're doing. Keep it up. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for your bossing. It's great. I'm going to have Dave come in here, kick the door, and be like, hey,
what are you? Spartan kick that thing open.
I'm sorry.
What?
All right. That is your Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock